President Bush is in Oregon today, touring some of the land that has been burned by wildfires. He used the forest as a backdrop to announce a plan to ease logging restrictions in federal forest land. Mr. Bush says allowing the private sector to strip overgrown forests of small trees and underbrush will help reduce the danger of massive wildfires.
We need to thin. We need to make our forests healthy by using some common sense. We need to understand if you let kindling build up and there's a lightning strike, you're going to get yourself a big fire. That's what we got to understand. We got to understand that it makes sense to clear brush. We got to make sense. It makes sense to encourage people to make sure that the forest not only are healthy from disease, but are healthy from fire. That's what we got to do here in America. We haven't done that in the past. We just haven't done it, and we're now paying the price.
NPR's Robert Smith was on the scene with the president and joins us now. Robert, can you give us some more details of the president's plan?
Well, when he was actually speaking to the audience here, which was made up of forest fighters and timber officials and ranchers, he didn't have many more details for them. He simply said the administration is going to work to prevent forest fires, much like the fire that's outside of this town right now, that's almost up to 500,000 acres. But when we looked at copies of the president's plan, there was much more nuance to it. The key to this question is who's actually going to go out there and thin these forests. And what President Bush wants to do is make deals with timber companies or nonprofits to go out there and cut down the bush, the small trees, and perhaps medium-sized trees, too. And those companies will be allowed to keep those trees and make a profit out of it, the plan says. The plan also calls for the streamlining of environmental regulations so that these kind of deals could be made more quickly. And the president's plan talked about making it harder for environmental groups to sue the federal government to stop these sort of timber deals.
So is this a major policy change?
Well, it could mean major changes for the forests, but the idea of thinning is an old one. I mean, it's in fact an ancient idea. The Native Americans, before Western settlers came through, used to burn these forests in order to get rid of the undergrowth and the small trees. But and more recently, the National Forest Plan has called for thinning of the forests, but the Bush administration just thinks it's moving too slowly. Right now, they estimate about 190 million acres need to be thinned, and at the current rate, that could take up to 38 years. President Bush wants to see it sped up.
Environmentalists, I understand, are unhappy with this proposal. Tell us about their opposition.
Well, environmentalists have a hard time with any arguments that would weaken forest protection laws. Groups like the Sierra Club and Wilderness Society were outside protesting, and they said that they really thought that sometimes the Bush administration was using scare tactics of fire in order to open up the forest to more cutting. Actually, though, the environmental groups do agree that some thinning is probably necessary in the forest. They just have a different idea about how much should be taken out and how far these thinners, timber companies, should move into the forest. The environmental groups came out with a plan that would basically call upon the federal government to focus their efforts on the areas just around towns and communities and make sure that those places are cleared, but leave the backcountry alone.
Why now, Robert? Why did the president choose to make this proposal now?
Well, you know, these debates over fire prevention have been going on for years, but there is a political pressure to do something this season. 6 million acres have burned this year, and that's double the average. They say it's about the size of New Hampshire, and the spending could reach about $1.5 billion this year. So there's a real pressure, especially in these rural communities, for the Bush administration to come out and say something, to come up with some sort of plan. And this is the one that they have now. Of course, it needs to, some of these things go to Congress, and it becomes a political issue now.
NPR's Robert Smith outside Medford, Oregon. Thanks very much.
Thank you.